Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As federal prosecutors try to demonstrate what they call a sham hiring process at the Massachusetts Probation Department, they're having a little bit of trouble explaining the flaws in the system. Defense attorneys are eliciting positive testimony from many of the government's witnesses about how hiring was handled under former probation commissioner John O'Brien and his two co-defendants. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the latest from federal court in Boston.
Back on the stand as the new week began was retired juvenile court judge Gail Garinger, who's now the state child advocate. She had testified last week that she considered the process of interviewing and ranking applicants a sham. Reacting quickly, the defense on cross-examination established that Garinger never used that toxic word in her interviews with the FBI investigators. Just as the prosecution attacks each of the 40 hires, the defense has defended them. Take the case of job applicant Mari Elena Sanchez. The prosecution called a current state legislator to the stand to inquire about phone calls he had made to the top aide to former, now disgraced, Speaker of the House Sal DeMasi, asking that DeMasi recommend probation hire Sanchez. Under questioning from the prosecution, State Representative Michael Costello of Newburyport acknowledged that he had refused to talk to investigators, then been granted immunity and ordered to testify. Seeking DeMasi's influence with Commissioner O'Brien was going up the ladder, Costello said, and former Representative Stephen Walsh of Lynn said he had done the same thing for another candidate who was interviewed by Judge Sanchez. And Sanchez had expressed her strong complaints that both candidates were underqualified. But upon cross-examination, the defense elicited an attractive portrait of Sanchez. A single mother, she had raised her daughter while attending a correctional training academy, working two jobs as a waitress and a house cleaner, and earning a degree at Tufts University. She brought a master's degree to the table and fluency in Spanish, the same fluency that the government's witness, Judge Garinger, had cited as a big asset in the applicant she favored, without apparently valuing it in Sanchez. It was a Cinderella story, said Representative Costello. Under cross-examination by the defense, Costello testified he knew Sanchez and he knew Sanchez's father, a state judge. I would recommend her again today, he said. Another allegedly rigged hire as probation officer was Antonio Mataragas. Judge Garinger had criticized his hiring, too. But under cross-examination, the defense elicited the information he was first in his immigrant family to graduate from high school and from college, and that he spoke Greek fluently and had lots of relevant experience. Against the drip, drip, drip of government witnesses testifying about sham hires, the defense was presenting an alternative interpretation. Before Judge Garinger stepped down from the stand, she conceded that 15 of the 16 candidates she ranked highest after their interviews were all put on the final list for consideration, and that 8 of the 16 of those candidates were hired. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse.